Well, at the end of here, 13 points to 4 in favour of Forma, or favour of St. Michael's. Much the better side. Never have got to play the flowing football they did in their victory over Termon last week at the Burn Road, but certainly did enough. They led by 7 points to 5 at half-time, having played with a strong wind in their backs in the first half. Andrew Kelly and Michael Langan with 2 points each. Colin McFadden, Oren McFadden and Stephen Doak getting the other points for St. Michael's. Thomas McGowan got 4 Masters, 2 first half points, both from play. And while Masters did take the first point of the second half, playing with that wind, they just were far too defensive. And St. Michael's regrouped, and without really upping the ante too much, they held on to possession. They kicked 5 points without reply, 3 from Andrew Kelly, and or 4 from Andrew Kelly and 1 from Daniel McLaughlin, to race into a 11 points to 3 lead. Thomas McGowan got 4 Masters' 2nd point of the second half from a free before Christy Toy and Kelly closed out the scoring for a comfortable victory in the end for St. Michael's. And well, they're in pole position now to qualify from the group, technically not through yet, but following their 16 point win over Termon last week, plus their 9 point victory here this afternoon, they're in the pole position when they entertain Mallon here next weekend in the final group game in Group C. But for Masters, aren't out of it yet. Remember, they had that 110 to 0-6 victory over Mallon last week, and they head to Termon this weekend for the crunch game in that tie. They may very, if the winners of that tie, certainly a draw may even do for Masters to see them through on in that one. So still a lot to play for here in Group C, but one thing for sure, St. Michael's are through almost, you know, one would say, to the quarterfinals at least. Final score here at the Bridge, not 13 to St. Michael's, not 4 to 4 Masters.